USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden invoked the Defense Production Act to address a baby formula shortage crisis across the country. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what the military's role will be in easing the shortage on Fox News.
The principal job for the military will be to work with HHS, Department of Agriculture, the FDA, to help provide contract commercial air to move formula from overseas, particularly Europe, to the United States.
A Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI is hearing from a bureau official at his trial. That individual said Michael Sussman told him he wasn't providing a tip about former President Trump's potential ties to Russia on behalf of the Hillary Clinton campaign or any client. Sussman's alleged evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump has been widely debunked. USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees. The UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians. Democrats in the Senate are introducing a bill to prevent shortages of baby formula in the future. The act would require manufacturers to notify the FDA of future supply issues to give them time to deal with the issue. The manufacturers would also have to develop plans to manage risk for their supplies. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Republicans in the House on Thursday held a news conference to discuss the Women's Bill of Rights Act. Republican Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana says he believes the radical left is working to ease Title IX, which protects women's treatment in school sports.
But today's radical left seeks to deny these differences and erase women as a distinct category alongside the legal protections that Congress established for them.
Pro-abortion groups are protesting outside of Supreme Court justices' homes after a draft decision was leaked from the court that suggests a plan to overturn Roe v. Wade, ending abortion access for many Americans. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News that disorderly conduct is not insured under the First Amendment.
I think you're invading their privacy, you're invading their private property. Even if you stand on the sidewalk, you do not have a right to keep people awake all night. You should be arrested for disorderly conduct.
After announcing his support for the Republican Party, Elon Musk has no plans to fund GOP super PACs. The Tesla CEO telling CNBC that he has no intentions to form a super PAC of his own against President Biden in the 2024 election. The billionaire entrepreneur also denied a super PAC in the upcoming midterm elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.